Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Driveway Liberty Podcast, the only podcast recorded in a driveway where we drink beer and hang out and do stuff and talk about everything and anything.
But, yeah, a little bit of everything.
But mostly politics. So, hey guys, it's Uncle Wes here, and I'm sitting here with Travis and Dan, and if you listen to our last podcast, we teased a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about abortion, which is evil because you're killing babies. There you go.
There you go.
All right.
So, apparently, the Biden White House, so Psaki, Peppermint Patty is the when asked a question, is the spokesperson, but they have other spokespeople.
Sure.
However, the Biden team put out a...
Wait, I thought Psaki left. Didn't she leave?
She at the end end of the month, or next week.
And they hired some transgender African-American, Mexican person?
Yeah, lesbian African-American, I believe.
Yeah, from Brazil. I don't know. I mean, all I saw was the celebration of the minority status of whoever it was.
That's all they care.
Because they don't care.
They don't
care.
It's
all about race and skin color.
Right.
Whatever your sexual identity is with them. It's not about you actually being able to do the job.
Right.
Absolutely.
Which is why the fucking Department of Justice is in a complete car wreck.
Yes. Right.
Freaking FBI.
So I didn't mean to throw us off the rails.
That's okay. So listen. Biden White House issued a statement.
You know how hard that is? And that's kind of like a...
Yeah, it's just like, boop.
Yeah.
Off track. We are not safe like a roller coaster safe.
Right?
No. No.
We would fall off the... We would be Final Destination 5 every time.
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
So the President. Here's the statement from... after the firebombing we talked about in the last cast of the Wisconsin... pro-life place. So here's the quote. President Biden strongly condemns this attack and political violence of any stripe. The president has made it clear through his time in public life that Americans have a fundamental right to express themselves under the Constitution, whatever their point of view. But that expression must be peaceful and free of violence, vandalism, or attempts to intimidate. Now, this is the statement after the left firebombed one abortion, pro-life.
And spent a weekend protesting in front of Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. And I need to point out.
I was waiting. Why didn't they make this statement during the riots of 2020?
Well,
now, Biden was a citizen then, but he was a candidate.
Yeah. I want to point out, just 35 short years ago, Biden actually introduced a bill to overturn Roe v. Wade. And you can look that up and fact check the shit out of it.
All flip-floppers, man.
Yep.
Whatever is going to, whatever way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's like being on a golf course.
Well,
you lick your finger and put it in
the sky. It used to be, whichever.
They've been hijacked.
Yeah, now they're ideologues and they can't. Again, just look at the economy. Could they fix it overnight?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
But they could do some shit to make it a lot better real quick.
Yes.
The problem with this statement.
And hold on a second. And that would keep them from some of the bloodbath coming this November, but they will not do it. They just won't.
No, they're just trying to manipulate the information is what they're trying to do.
The problem with this statement is the right sees it for what it is, a complete pile of bullshit, and they're hammering them.
Yeah.
The left is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you not defending us? We need to burn everything down in order to save this constitutionally protected right, which is complete bullshit, which is why it's being stricken.
Technically, Roe v. Wade is a constitutional protected situation. However,
the argument is garbage.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
The privacy argument is easily defeated.
So
they're getting like it's beautiful because Biden can't win for losing with this thing. He's getting hammered from both sides, and I love it.
Well, go back to the last point. Primaries are important. Because it appears
vital. Yeah.
As of next year, January, we are going to have every state can finally take control of their own abortion laws. And so who are you gonna put in there? Someone that's gonna sit there and hee haw about it and or is it somebody that's gonna go to Tallahassee or Montgomery or Atlanta, wherever, and fight?
Well, they keep touting that 70%, and some say 60, some say 80, but the number seems to settle on 70% of Americans believe that Roe should stay in place, is what they say.
If you ask that, when
you break it down to...
Who did they ask that about?
Well, that's a general poll. Well, that's their talking point.
Well, if you ask Americans if they think abortions in the first trimester, most of them will, whatever. If you ask them about Roe, the actual decision, and explain it to them and say, well, do you think each state should make its own decision? It flips to like 70% of people say, well, yeah, each state should make their own decision.
So, but you hear the talking points of 70% of Americans think that Roe should be upheld. That's their talking point.
Yeah.
That's what Elizabeth Warren is out there fucking melting down like a crazy Indian.
She's fucking
non-Indian.
Let's not even talk about her.
But when you actually ask the question in a more rational way, when you talk about first trimester or even when you talk about weeks, if you go to abortion up until birth, late-term abortion, it's like almost 90% against.
Right.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
outside of the first trimester, the huge majority is anti.
If you've ever seen an ultrasound in the third, 2.5 months in, and you see that little heartbeat, there is no way a kind soul could say that's not a life.
No.
Now, granted, that life may not be able to sustain itself at that point. But that is a life.
But the places like Planned Parenthood are designed not to let you see that.
No, absolutely right. Not. You're
not to let you see that. They literally are salespeople for you to abort when you go in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So here's a primary that's important. You like that setup there?
Huge, huge important.
All right. We'll play the video first.
Have you changed your opinion over the years? If so, what has changed your mind? You have 1 minute. Ms. Barnett, you're first.
Thank you. Whether this was a leak or whether it was a tactical operation, we will soon figure out. But one thing is clear. I am so very grateful that our nation is now having a very important conversation, and that is one of the most important conversations that is about life. I am the byproduct of a rape. My mother was 11 years old when I was conceived. My father was 21. 11. I was not just a lump of cells. As you can see, I'm still not just a lump of cells. My life has value. And that is one of the reasons why it was so very disturbing when I saw Mehmet Oz running for this particular race, when I've seen him on numerous occasions, and specifically at the Breakfast Club, saying that my life was nothing more than an acorn with electrical currents. I am wondering if the good doctor has now since changed his position on that. My life is valuable, and so are the many lives that find themselves in the womb of their mother, whether in the womb or towards the end of that life.
Dr. Oz, you have 30 seconds to respond. That was directed at you, sir.
You know, one of the toughest endorsements you can ever get is from your mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law is an ordained minister. She wrote a lot of the pro-life literature in Montgomery County, where we live.
It's not biblical.
And she certainly understands that I'm pro-life. As a heart surgeon, I've operated on small children.
If you're an ordained minister, why are you writing
the majesty of their hearts, pounding blood, even though it's ill, because I'm operating on them, through those bodies? I would never think of harming that child, or even 9 months earlier, because life starts at conception.
All right.
Wait, isn't that exact opposite of what she accused him of?
Yes, but if you go back to his...
For 20 years, Dr. Oz has run with the... You know, abortion is women's health care.
She said the acorn with a bunch of was something that she quoted him, not exact words.
All she has to do, if I were her campaign manager, I'd be pulling up those old statements by him, and I would put them against that. I'd just say, look, what's he believe? We don't know.
Yeah.
So here's the deal with this. Why is this? This is for, that was Kathy Barnett.
Kathy Barnett.
She is running for the retiring Senate seat in Pennsylvania,
right,
by Republican Pat Toomey, who was there for 2 terms.
Yes.
All right. So this seat is hugely important. It's almost like the Georgia seats last year.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats view this as an area that they can take, a sitting Republican, they can win this.
Yeah, they think.
They think they can win it because Biden, they say Biden won Pennsylvania. Well, we can debate that. That's another topic.
Right.
So she's running against, now, previously, Sean Parnell was the leading candidate.
Right.
Trump endorsed Parnell. Now,
right.
Parnell had all that kind of personal shit going on.
Personal stuff going on, yep.
And he dropped out of the race. He had some custody battle with his wife, yep. And some nasty shit came out about him. So he dropped out.
Right.
So that's when Oz jumped in. And immediately, like after he jumped in, Trump endorsed him.
Right.
So
now let's talk about that for real quick before you move on to your point, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Go ahead.
Now, is Trump endorsing Oz to try to get his name in the media or to get out
Trump
there?
Trump is betting on what we said in the break.
Yeah.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
Trump is going to bet on winners. He's 55-0 so far.
Right.
With
Indiana,
but Texas.
Oz and Trump have been friends and, you know, they've done TV.
But he
shows
also, he
like
wouldn't
20,
endorse him
years.
If he didn't think
correct.
He could win.
Correct.
Yeah. He's got name recognition.
Sure. And it's very important.
He
I
was very
that.
Popular when
holds,
he was on TV.
It holds a lot of water when you're talking
but
about
But my point being is Trump endorsing him because he already thinks he's a winner, or is he endorsing him because he agrees with his politics?
Well, I can't get in. Now, Oz's stated politics now are all along the lines of what you would expect him to say as a Republican candidate.
In a primary. I yes. wonder if he wins the primary, how much is that going to change?
Well, there's people out there that believe if he wins the primary, we're going to lose that seat.
Well, I think Barnett. She's pretty strong.
Well,
Barnett was nobody.
Yeah.
Right?
She was – there's like 7 or 8 candidates for this in the primary. And she was dead last until this debate.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now her,
yeah.
Oz, and Dave McCormick, who's the third candidate, are basically in a statistical dead heat.
Well, I will say if you don't vote for Barnett, you're a racist.
Yes.
Just throw that out there.
All of our Pennsylvania people.
Yes, she's an African-American female.
Yeah,
right.
Because, I mean, by the time this comes out, we'll be less than a week.
You are a racist misogynist if you don't vote for Barnett.
Well, and we've talked about it on the podcast before. We're going to know by August, you know, I think Tho was the first one that said it. If we win 100 seats, but Kevin McCarthy is still the speaker, we haven't won.
So before right. we switch and roll to another topic.
I'm not rolling to another
here
topic.
Is
it's
a,
the same topic.
Here is a exercise for all of you out there. Go and Google Kathy Barnett and look for her Wikipedia page.
Yeah. She's military.
It's been deleted.
I just saw it.
It's been deleted.
I literally just had it pulled up just a minute ago. Let me go look.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
Maybe they reinstated it.
Deleted. I just pulled it up.
Oh, snap. Yeah, they don't want you to know about
after
her.
After she did so well in this debate
as
and then moved up in the polls.
Some liberal bastard went in there and deleted
they
it.
They deleted right. it.
Yeah.
On May 9th, deleted page. Her page. Like, literally, there's nothing in Wikipedia.
And that's super racist. You bunch of damn racist bastards out there deleting African-American women's pages.
Again, should tell you who you should vote for in the primary so we don't end up with stupid shit like Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
Right.
Again, I would say 75% of races are won or lost in the primary. That's it.
Yep.
My Pennsylvania people.
Please.
We've got listeners in Bradford. I grew up in Pennsylvania. My Pennsylvania people... Please vote for Kathy Barnett.
Man, you know how much pain in the ass it is to cut
Please.
All those P's out when you go...
Pennsylvania.
It's like the fat boys over
Kathy
there
Kathy Barnett.
A's.
Please vote
but,
for her.
Yeah, so that's...
So, yeah, you need to check her out. I mean, obviously you can't check out the Wikipedia page, but...
No, just go on social media and watch, listen to what she says.
But, and, yep. and you
there's,
know...
There's more. I've got another video.
Well...
I'm going to say something before that damn video.
Go ahead,
you can keep
it.
Cutting me off all
say
you want
it.
To.
I'm sorry.
It's unfortunate, but it is telling of where we're at. I probably don't need to know the rest of her politics. I probably don't. That
Do you
that,
know,
that
you
one stand right there gives me a real good inclination.
You could be a single issue voter on that one.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, but I would go do the research.
Sure.
But
it would make you consider that candidate.
I would already assume that there's a certain area of politics that is probably pretty close to mine. Well, not just.
Well, if you align with that, you know what I'm talking about. You're aligned with other things.
Yeah. So there's going to be other things. You know, again, I've said it before. I'm so pro-life that I don't want young men and women to go die in Ukraine fighting Russians.
So there's also things in with Doc Oz, like he lives in New Jersey.
Yeah,
why is he running in Maryland?
He's a citizen of Turkey.
Glad you're listening to the podcast.
I'm not.
He's a citizen of Turkey. He only registered to vote in Pennsylvania in October of 2020. So it's not like he's a Pennsylvania
He's
guy.
Not even local.
Right.
No. He's a tourist.
And at one point he said he's something about dual citizenship.
He's going to win the seat. Yeah. I wonder what is going on behind the scenes.
Okay, now I'm cutting you off and playing this video. Since you cut me off twice.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I know I am. I'm so disturbed right now. I am watching the story of a one-year-old child who was shot in the stomach in New York while with his mother, with his family at a park, and he died. And I'm listening to the father, I'm listening to the grandmother, and my heart is just broken. Last week we saw, you know, a young child die in Chicago. This is craziness, what we're watching right now. This is craziness that is taking over our nation. We have these thugs, we have these so-called activists, we have these spineless leaders that are playing with people's lives. They are destroying our nation. I am so devastated. This has to stop. This is not right. No one lives matter when you can't take your child to a family picnic. How does that little black boy's life matter? The father said no one has reached out to him. No one is talking to him. He can't get any information from anyone. How is this improving my black life right now?
So that was during the 2020 riots.
Riots,
yeah.
During BLM.
Right.
And that's this candidate. Prior to probably any political ambition, or right. maybe, just speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
Anti-Black Lives Matter.
That's Barnett?
That was Barnett.
In 2020.
Man.
See, here's a... and
I think I remember that.
Dan's probably heard it. I think the pro-life argument... as it has been for years, has been way too narrow. And there's a lot more to the pro-life argument in 2022 than ever before.
Yeah.
I'm so pro-life, I don't want young American men and women going and dying overseas.
Right.
Just don't. I'm so pro-life, I don't want thugs and activists burning down cities and taking one-year-old kids' lives.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I'm so pro-life that the military guys, I don't want them to be forced to take an experimental vaccine that's showing a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
It has to expand out, right? And it has to expand.
Well, it's got to be all life. It really does. And that's where the left has kind of cornered the right a lot with their pro-abortion argument. Is they were like, well, you don't care, you don't want to help.
Well, the argument was always you're murdering babies.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a losing argument.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's true, but it's still not going to win any hearts or minds.
No, because nobody wants to think about that. But the thing is you if you're going to be pro-life, you got to be pro-all life. And so that's a really good point. If we want to protect the kids in the womb and we want to protect them after. That's the reason I get so fired up on this gender bullshit is because I want to protect kids from these groomers like Daniel Ulfelder.
Well, and when the left talks about when they come out of the womb, you don't care, it's because most Republicans or all that would be in favor of reducing the welfare state.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the way to reduce the welfare state is to empower nonprofits, specifically churches, to handle these instead of the government. It's to roll back a lot of taxes and regulations that really ruins your life.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And actually, I know because I've been on food stamps, WIC, and my daughter was born on Medicaid, right, that you can work your way off of it pretty quick.
Right.
You can.
Well, that's you can
use it for a short period of time to get your shit together.
It's meant to be a temporary solution, not a permanent.
You lose your job, it's going to take care of you for 3 months before you get your new job and you get an
new paycheck. Yeah, I mean,
that's what it's for.
It was that WIC was awesome, boy. We had peanut butter and cereal.
That government cheese is on point.
But again, so the messaging is more than, hey, we want to get rid of the welfare state, because then the left comes back and is like, oh, you only care about babies till they're born. No. That's not true at all.
Right.
I actually want that baby to succeed. And again, the same folks out there screaming and marching for, potential Roe going away, I guarantee you they would agree there's systemic racism. Awesome. If you think there's systemic racism, whether or not I agree with you, how about we reduce the system by 90% and it affects people by 90% less?
That'll reduce racism.
Yeah. Win-win.
Well, one of the things I always said when Trump was in office and everybody was complaining, well, Trump's evil, he's blah, 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 Russian collusion, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're so scared of the power that office holds, stop advocating for that office to have that power.
Well, the problem is it's a false argument because they want that power when their guys
are. Right. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. If the presidency hadn't grown in such power, and if you look throughout the history, the not only has Congress handed the president's office, the executive branch, more power, but they've also grabbed more power for themselves.
Correct.
And if they had not done that, half of our ills in this society, in the United States
of
America.
How many wars would we have been in if Congress had to declare the war?
About at least half the ones we've been in.
Yeah.
Every war since World War II, probably.
In the last 100 years, it would have, exactly.
Right?
But, and under George W. Bush, they expanded the powers to,
took was a bunch of fucking terrorists. Fly them into the freaking
They've expanded Patriot presidential Act. Powers after World War I with Woodrow Wilson. They've expanded it after World War II. They've expanded it during the Korean conflict. I mean,
every war, every conflict.
Every conflict, every economic downturn, they've expanded governmental power.
So going back to the primaries, can we get enough Republicans to push back and start to roll back some of those powers of the president to just send troops all over the fucking world?
The problem is you have to elect people that are there
for the right reasons,
because the sad thing is the majority of people who go there is to get power.
Yeah,
power is an aphrodisiac.
Look, you know what? I'm an attention whore. I mean, I play music because I like the attention of standing on that stage and people standing there listening to it. I'm an attention whore. But these people that go to Congress, you're absolutely right. They're going because they are attention whores, not because they've got some lofty goal of making everybody's life better. They look at it as an avenue to empower themselves, enrich themselves, and be in the limelight. That's their reasoning.
Empower themselves and enrich themselves.
Well, and I agree, but I think you can look at Trump's model, who was of the when it comes to foreign engagements. Clearly, Americans are done with that.
Sure.
I think we've talked about on the podcast that Ukraine, just nobody gives a shit about it anymore.
Right. Except these folks down here that got flags all over their cars.
Well, I mean, maybe they're, but as far as just scrolling through Facebook, I don't even see much on Twitter about it anymore.
Right.
Right. And so Americans are innately anti-war or anti-engagement unless you punch us first.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have a legitimate reason for us to punch
So Trump proved that you can run on ending foreign wars.
Yep.
You can start to roll all those back. You can do all those things. So isn't the next logical step to, all right, well, let's take away some of the power to go do all that.
Yeah.
So I think there is, if you can keep going down this road and electing the right I hate to use the America first because that kind of puts them in a certain box these days. But keep electing the right.
They hijacked the
anti-war type folks or anti-foreign engagement type folks, and keep pushing it and start to roll back some of those powers. That's my issue with all of them. Like, yeah. Okay, you tell me what you're going to go to freaking Washington and do. Hey, how about I go and tell me what you're going to undo? I want to hear more of what you want to undo.
We sat there, and I agreed when I recorded that candidates forum last week to not make any commentary on that recording. But I sat there, and all three candidates were talking about the money they were going to bring back from the state to this district. Well, why do we need that? Why do you need to go up there and beg for money for this district? We live in one of the wealthiest counties in the state.
Our bed tax alone can just fund us.
Why are you going up there and begging for money to change our education?
And then you're going to tell you all the things you're going to use that money for.
Yeah, right. That's just this county. I started thinking about it the other day. So between Walton County Schools, now two TDCs, now all the different things in Walton County, you're probably talking about over $500 million in tax revenue for less than 100,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, 70,000 people. Yes. Good bit less than 100,000. With that, we need to take a break, guys.
The 30-minute format is working out for us.
Good timing. Actually, that's the pee break timing is good.
That's 27 minutes.
30-minute format.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
We just did a regular show.
We just did a regular
3 minutes
show.
Less.
We tried on the previous cast, but yeah.
It just doesn't just work when you try to limit it.
Uh-oh. Hey, guys, it's Wes.
What happened?
Again. Yeah, right. I know you're tired of hearing my voice. But did you know that you, the listener, can help support the Driveway Liberty podcast? How do you do that, you might ask? Well, go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Driveway Liberty podcast to learn more. As a matter of fact, for being a supporter, we got some really neat swag that we're giving away. So go check it out. Hey. Let's get back to the cast.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Driveway Liberty Podcast. Y'all want to do a beer review real quick?
Yeah, I guess we could.
Oh, shit. I need another beer.
Oh, okay. Well, there's your cool.
One out.
I'm drinking Miller Lite.
All right, there you go. Quick. Me too.
That's tough.
All right, Dan, what you got?
I'm drinking Good People IPA.
Mm.
Yeah.
From Birmingham.
Yeah.
So
the snake handler is better than the IPA.
Just north, north of the border here.
Yep.
So it says...
Well,
7.1
north of the border.
Yeah, it's like 4.5
it's,
hours.
It's significantly north of the border.
Yeah.
But they say this is ABV of 7.1.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. I was thinking it was like 5.4 or something.
But it's pretty smooth for an IPA.
Like my granddad used to say, that's what you get for thinking when you ain't used to it.
Good People Brewing Company.
It's a good beer, man.
So it says at the top rim, it says legally brewed. Since 2008.
Yeah, illegally brewed since.
So my guess is they've been around since the 20s. Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's not true. No. But if I try to discuss Alabama alcohol laws, Wes gets mad at me. So.
Yeah, well.
Well. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's move on.
So what you got over there, Daniel?
Are we ready to talk about Heavy D?
Always ready to talk about Heavy D. Well, we got down here in the yogurt pants. What are they doing?
So everybody knows that our economy is hitting a rough patch.
Yeah, understatement of the century right there.
Correct.
Yeah. So leave it to DeSantis to do something to counter that.
Right.
Right.
So he recently signed in a bill, the legislation, which gives us 10 tax relief holidays, which will equate to about $1.24 billion in tax relief for Florida residents.
Nice.
Hallelujah.
When's the next one?
May 14th to August 14th, children's books are tax-free.
Oh, well, that ain't helping.
May 28th to June 10th. Anything disaster preparedness is tax-free.
That might help.
So if you're going to buy a generator, gas, right. All that stuff, water's tax-free already, but
right.
All that stuff's going to be tax-free.
Well, good.
July 1st to July 7th.
Say that again.
July 1st
All right.
to July 7th. 1st or 1st.
July 1st.
any event tickets and recreation equipment.
Event tickets. So, like, I could get, like...
So, celebrating our nation's birth.
So, wait, hold on. So, recreation equipment, would that be like a boat?
I would imagine.
Would that be tax-free?
It says recreation equipment. Could you imagine?
Man.
That's it. Buy a boat between the 1st and the 7th. No taxes.
Shit, old T-Rex in the market for a boat. I'd like one before July 1st, but, you know, whatever.
So, July 1st to the June... So July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
A full year.
Yeah.
Children's diapers are tax-free.
I don't need any of those.
Damn it, boy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just about you, Wes.
Unless I don't get feeling better, then I might need some.
The same dates.
Right.
Baby clothes and shoes.
Quick pause. Wes, I love you. They don't make children's diapers that big.
Wait, come on.
Hey, let's just call that spade a spade. Okay?
Put it on my kneecap.
So the same date, baby clothes and baby shoes.
Right.
The same date, Energy Star appliances.
Okay.
Tax-free.
Wait, that whole year? Energy Star appliances?
From July 1st to June of 2023.
Don't tell my wife. She's been jonesing.
So if you need a new fridge or washer or whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with nothing wrong with our washer and dryer, but she keeps saying she wants another one.
From July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2024.
Yeah.
So 2 years.
Right.
Pardon me.
Nice. 2 years, you can get your burps tax-free.
Impact-resistant windows, doors, and garage doors.
Okay.
Nice. So if you want to redo your windows, they're all going to be tax-free. You need a new garage door.
I need to redo my back door, actually. Mm. So maybe I'll wait until July 1st.
There July 5th through August 7th, that's your normal school.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. School supplies, clothing, shoes,
laptops,
backpacks,
Chromebooks,
et cetera.
Yeah.
September 3rd to September 9th, tools and other home improvement items.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
I want a
miter
saw.
When I need to buy some new tools for Fresh and Clean Grill, it'll be between September
3rd and 9th. I need a miter saw.
And then October 1st.
I want one.
Okay.
October 1st to October 31st.
Oh, snap.
Fuel tax holiday.
Oh, I thought it was some Halloween decorations.
No, you don't pay taxes on fuel.
Nice.
In the month of October.
Sweet.
The current rate will be about $7 a gallon by then. So
yeah.
Well,
that'll help.
Then maybe we'll get it for $5.
Yeah. I would love a breakdown of how much of my $4 a gallon, $3.99 I paid.
It's on the pump. There's a number on. It should be a number on the pump. In the sticker where the illustrious and honorable Nikki Freed is a statement is.
All the extra charges, fees.
Yeah. At least in Georgia, they had that. I've never really actually.
Fee.
Yeah.
Remember when she put her picture on?
She was campaigning.
She got wrecked and had to take all that shit down.
Right. So she cost the state more money.
Correct.
Because she printed her picture on all of these stickers. And
it wasn't in a bikini. So.
Yes. No, I wasn't even excited about it.
She's an ugly person.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I didn't send you guys this, but this is awesome. So hold on. Ready?
All right.
And
Joe Biden abandoned Americans in Afghanistan, got 13 of our best soldiers killed, gave a kill list of Americans to the Taliban, and armed an Islamic terrorist nation with $83 billion in weapons like this one.
Is that the blimp?
Biden should be impeached. Now I'm doing a gun giveaway of my own, but for Americans only. I want you to win this 50 caliber rifle.
MTG.
Democrats
MTG, baby.
If they keep the House next year. While Joe Biden broke America's pledge to never leave a man behind, Nancy Pelosi is sneaking the Green New Deal into the $3.5 trillion budget. And in 2022, I'm going to blow away the Democrat socialist agenda.
Man, how do I get that 50 cal?
Hold on. Just keep listening.
MTG.
Just take a name on a car that says socialist.
Do that shit up. Hold on a minute.
It was a Prius.
She just blew up a Prius?
She just blew up a Prius.
Nice. Yep. Sorry if we blew up your speakers,
too. Go to the website below and sign up to win my 50 caliber gun before Joe Biden bans it.
Joe Biden can't ban it.
It's green with an E, gun.com.
Green with an E,
gun.com. Okay, so I asked if it was the blimp.
Uh-huh.
Because Apparently, the Taliban now have this new spy blimp. It's called the J-Lens radar blimp. I had this in slides from a show in April that we didn't get to.
That's shocker.
So apparently, they developed the J-Lens because the United States did not have a reliable capability to detect low-flying threats like cruise missiles. Our other systems were not sufficiently advanced or capable. What the systems on the Aerostat in the J-Lens program gave us were capabilities no one else on the planet possesses. Now the fucking Taliban possesses it.
Yeah.
They have an integrated fire control radar and a 360-degree surveillance radar that gives a warfighter the capability to detect and engage surface and airborne threats like swarming boats, anti-ship cruise missiles.
Man.
The Taliban now has this.
Man.
Sorry.
That's your president, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I saw a tweet yesterday that it was some leftist saying that because of Roe potentially going away, that women in Afghanistan have more rights under the Taliban than in America.
Well, that's just a stupid person.
That's an idiocy. That's extreme stupidity.
There's a lot of stupid going around these days.
Right? All of the stupid is going around these days.
Something else.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
So the guy who had Hunter Biden's laptop, the tech that owns the shop.
Yeah. Let's get into this.
He wrote a book.
Nice.
So
was it about the name of the contents?
No, the book's not out yet, but
okay,
dude, it's freaking hilarious.
We don't know the name of it, though?
No.
If it's not out, how do we know it's hilarious? It could be terrible.
Well, because he actually was interviewed, and he gave some
excerpts. Nice.
Is it excerpts or excerpts?
It's excerpts.
Excerpts.
Did you know that?
Like both?
You know how Biden is under investigation for tax evasion?
Yes.
No, yeah.
So he's in the middle of an active investigation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, apparently a Hollywood lawyer has paid $2 million of his tax bill.
Really?
It's nice to have friends.
Yeah. Was that Hollywood lawyer part of the Epstein stuff?
Good question.
Was the Hollywood lawyer counsel for Hunter and Joe Biden's business dealings?
No. At least not
that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Huh.
But right now, everybody's asking, is he your attorney? And the attorney said, Hunter's legal team has confirmed that this guy, Morris, is Hunter's attorney and trusted advisor. So
the guy that dropped $2 million on
so
his tax
bill. So he's paying $2 million of Hunter's tax bills. What's he getting? What kind of interest is he making on that $2
million? Probably a shit ton.
We
just keep shipping freaking money over to Ukraine, and we know.
Well, the whole idea is that this trial that Hunter's on is a jury trial.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is that they're showing that he's paying back his tax debt, so that should influence the jury positively.
Yeah, it's not paying it. Some Hollywood attorney is.
Exactly, but. His lawyer's going to present it as.
Who's the prosecution in that case? And how scared shitless are you?
How would you like to be prosecuting the president of the United States' son, who's a fucking dirtbag?
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah, the president or his son? Both.
Both.
Yeah.
So are you going to read some of these excerpts from this book?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's like anticlimactic as hell. Yeah. I thought you had excerpts.
I had a slide on it, and I don't know if I was in the middle of setting it up and I had to leave.
Hold on.
We'll do that on the next cast.
Luckily, Travis is coming through.
All right.
Because Travis was prepared. All right. So,
I got it.
Oh, no. You're gonna wait.
You know what Hunter Biden's laptop password is?
Password?
Anal fuck 69.
Really?
ANALFUCK69 is his password on his laptop.
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy learned that because Hunter told him.
Okay.
to be able to get in to fix his laptop.
Yeah, he's like, I need your password to get in. It's anal fuck 69. I hope you're not offended.
Right?
That's what he said.
That's what Hunter said?
Yeah. Well, what he said, here's the quote. My password is fucked up. Don't be offended. It's anal fuck 69 or something to that extent. No, it's anal fuck 69.
No, that's what it is.
He was shit-faced.
Now, I've been married for quite a while now.
Right.
So the whole 69 thing, you know, it's, I don't think the anal part came into anyways. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think I'm thinking too much about how do those gymnastics work? I mean,
apparently. Yeah, not, it doesn't work at the
should
same
time. Should be rim job 69.
It's two,
yeah. I mean, you know,
two
you
could separate acts combined into one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess when he brought the laptop in, the guy hooked up he spilled liquid on his keyboard.
Right.
What that liquid is, we don't know. But he spilled liquid on his keyboard.
Hunter did.
So he hooked up external keyboard and said, what's your password? And pulled it up. And Hunter's like, holy shit, you fixed it. He's like, no. He's like, but if you have an external keyboard at home, you can get all your data off and I don't have to charge you.
Right.
And Hunter was like, huh?
Well, he's probably
how do I do that?
He's probably
cracked out.
Fucking cracked
strung
out
like crazy.
Right.
So he said, if you don't have one, you can borrow this one, do the recovery yourself, and then just bring it back when you're done. Like, he was trying to get him
to do
take
his own
fucking
thing.
Laptop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, here, I showed you how to do it.
Right.
Just go do it.
Yeah. But he was like,
Nah, Hunter's, nope.
I want you to see all.
So he was in no condition to do that. So he left. So the guy says, all right, and he goes to work on the laptop. And something just hit me in the fucking head.
It's a leaf.
We're sitting under an oak tree.
Yep.
So the guy pulls up his laptop and
it was like, holy shit.
Pulls it up and immediately the fucking porn starts flowing.
Right.
So he had to actually move the laptop to another area of the shop.
Yeah.
He's like, he opened the laptop and the wallpaper was Hunter in a jock strap, naked except for a jock strap, posing for a picture.
Jesus.
See, like, how is that your fucking wallpaper
in
your
laptop? So we need better villains in this country.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like the Clintons in the 90s, like them or not, like that, that was solid villains, okay?
Yep.
A. B. You got to have a fall guy. Why do so many rich and famous people, like, hey man, you'll be part of the crew. You're going to catch some leftovers.
Yeah.
There's no buffer
folks,
with the Bidens.
Okay. hey, when it comes down to it, here's the shit you got to do.
Right.
There's a whole lot of people on this earth that will sign up for that.
Yep.
You got to have a fall guy in your crew.
Yep.
So, anyways. But
so he said, he goes, listen, looking at porn is kind of just like naked pictures and stuff is just a hazard of the job.
Of what
people,
he does.
People yes, have yes, this. You're yeah. in somebody's computer. You're going to find this stuff.
Right.
He goes, but the sheer volume on Hunter Biden's laptop is staggering, is what he said.
All right. So I don't want to disclose anything that I do in my personal time, but why are you even downloading it?
Good question. Yeah, but most of it, his is homemade.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Remember all the videos and the pictures? It's homemade. More details about his desktop picture. He was in a red scarf.
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
And a jock strap posing. And that he's like, and he's thinking to himself, how would you, like, how are you not embarrassed to have that as your desktop picture? Like, you turn on your computer with somebody who's over, and that's the fucking picture that comes up.
You're a crackhead who knocked up your dead brother's widow.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think he can be.
I think he's retarded, man. I mean, I hate to use that word, but I mean, you know, I think Hunter is legitimately special.
Well, I think he's special because his brain is fried with the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't imagine the childhood. Anyways.
So then he said, look, he said he's going to try to do his best to bypass any thing that he would indicate. He was not going to look at picture files anymore.
Right.
And then he came across a file called income PDF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he pulls it up. It was an email from January 16, 2017, saved as a PDF. At the top were the years 2013, 2014, and 2015. Next to each year was the amount of taxable income earned. $833,000 plus. That's what Biden typed in. Or Hunter typed in. Hunter Biden.
He's a Biden. Yeah.
$833,000 plus in 2013. $847,000 plus. Amended to $1.247 million in 2014. $2,478,000 plus in 2015. He's like, I was blown away. All that money and this asshole couldn't spring for a backup drive.
Right?
So he read on. The amounts that I could never even have imagined earning were broken down by the year. He said, then I read, since you couldn't have lived on $550,000 a year. This is a quote. Since you couldn't have lived on $550,000 a year, you borrowed some money from RSB in advance of payments. RSB.
The bank?
Rose Seneca
Biden
Bank. No, the company's bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemont Seneca right. Bank account was
right.
It should you don't know, but that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
He's like, the guy couldn't live on more than 10 times what I earn every year.
Right.
You got to pick up the pace of that repair shop.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, yeah. Well, if he's a sole guy, it's like you move like I am. Like I can only do so much work right. Myself.
So. Yeah. Speaking of Hunter Biden in Ukraine, yeah.
All right.
Saw something that I thought was quite touching come out of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Hunter Biden.
Close. That is Edge and Bono from U2.
Oh, God. Yeah. They
were out there.
Yeah, I heard
it's such an insane war zone. That
That's the worst.
And it's in a subway
that the First Lady can go
Kiev.
There.
That's the worst
and
U2
Edge
song
and Bono
I've ever
can
heard.
Go there.
Yeah.
Like, all these people are visiting.
Yeah.
But it's
Boris Johnson.
Russia is yeah. Like just destroying this border.
Well, and now it's all coming out that we are, us and the UK are telling Zelensky not to negotiate at all.
I wonder how much of this whole war is complete bullshit.
A bunch of it.
Look, if the Russians were surrounded, that's supposedly in a subway station in Kiev, in the middle of a war, you had time to fly to the biggest rock stars on Earth in.
Yep.
And the First Lady of the United States, which, why is she going and not the president? The prime minister
she's
from the
UK.
She's
a teacher. She's expendable.
Yeah, yeah. The prime minister. I almost wonder if we're sending these people over. I don't know. It's almost like it's bait. Like, hey, blow them up and draw.
That's what they're looking
or
for.
Or it's just about 90% of it's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Fucking bombs going off here and there. You know, you may have invaded a section of the border.
Something.
I mean, how much of this
something
is
doesn't
bullshit?
Make sense with all that.
None of it makes sense. But every fucking person on the left has a Ukraine goddamn flag in their profile.
Yep.
Look at us. We got blue and fucking yellow.
I mean, they've
covers got over our microphones.
The fuck? It's not a fucking Ukraine thing. Know, it's just a fucking it's what came with the mic stands I ordered to do the damn thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm holding my American flag up next to it.
There you go.
My koozie.
Look, you know what? On your American flag is blue. You're the one with That's the true. Yellow mic cover.
That's true.
I know.
And there's lots of extra blues. You could have went blue.
Well, you got the Florida Gators one there.
No.
Well, easy, I mean, I've got red. Easy. Wes has got blue. You could have went white.
Yeah.
So, Wes, the reason why my family was out of town this weekend is my niece graduated from Auburn.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. She's got a strong future.
She does. Hey. She could be an American military.
Coloring between the lines is tough. I'm proud of her. Actually, Auburn is a really good school.
And my nephew's a sophomore there, so Danny went and stayed at the frat house.
Did you get a lot of conversation with Danny about what happened?
He's still alive.
Okay.
He made it through. He's got his own fake ID.
Well, I would hope
ID
if he
now.
Wasn't alive, you wouldn't be here doing the podcast.
He's got his own fake ID now.
Yeah, I imagine so if he stayed at the frat house. Yeah.
And it's not McLovin. It's actually a first and last.
Hey, one of the schools I went to, there were 47 of us named James Johnson.
Well, it's funny because
we're all Utah driver's licenses.
Nice. Where I went to school, I didn't need a fake ID because I lived on the Pennsylvania-New York border.
Right.
And when I'm old. Yes. It was 18 years drinking age in New York. Mm-hmm. So right across the border was a bunch of bars. And it was literally 2 miles from my house.
Right.
And my starting defensive tackle and my starting offensive tackle were the doormen at the two bars that were there.
Nice.
That's a good
Cheerio,
setup.
Come on in, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on in, Cheerio.
Come on. Get you a drink.
15 years old walking in the bars.
Right. Yeah.
I had my birthday's in November. I had Alabama's driver's license. And once we passed January 4th, it was expired, but I still had it. I took like a little knife and just kind of gently scraped that one off where if you just kind of glanced at it real quick, that thing, I got busted with it one time.
Wow.
And I was like, you
They let you
moron.
Keep it?
Yeah.
After they bust you with it?
Man. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a high school fucking linebacker that was the doorman probably.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I knew this bartender very well. I should have used it then. She knew better. Anyways, I was being a dumbass.
So I got you.
So apparently the head of the FDA,
mm-hmm.
the FDA.
Yep. Food and Drug Administration.
Says misinformation is now the leading cause of death in America.
That's stupid. That is absolutely stupid and ridiculous. And I can't believe we've gone 3 casts and have not discussed the Misinformation Bureau.
It's too stupid to even talk about. Like, that fucking heifer, I can't.
To be honest with you, the only time it becomes a story is when they have relevance. And at this point, what are they doing?
Well, just the fact that your government has decided that department was needed. That's where Cuba started. That's where Soviet Republic of Russia started. That's where China started. That's where Germany started. That is.
But we had a form of this in World War II. I mean, we are the same country that put Japanese people in internment camps.
Sure we are.
That's where the saying loose lips sink ships, like World War II.
Right.
So
we're also the one that had the McCarthy hearings. But
this crazy McCarthy was right. Singing show tunes.
With the internment camps and whatever the FDR called it, Ministry of Truth or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Whatever it was. Just it's coming back under a Democrat president. Shocker.
Yeah. It's weird how that worked out.
They've been hijacked by the far left.
That's the thing. If somebody is burning their burgers in this neighborhood, they're going to be hockey pucks. And they're fucking figured out. You got to know how to cook them things, man.
That's right.
See, yeah. I'm a flat top burger guy.
Flat top?
Yeah.
So you want to hear some poll numbers?
Okay.
Some early poll numbers?
Flat top burgers.
Yeah.
Early poll numbers.
I thought we were talking about burgers too, but anyway, go ahead.
So apparently,
Dan's not hungry.
I am hungry. According to a Rasmussen poll,
right?
If the election were held today for the presidency, Trump would beat Biden by 14 points.
Yeah, no shit.
DeSantis would beat Biden by 11 points, which makes me wonder about the validity of this poll. So here's just some raw numbers. In a rematch with Trump, 73% of Democrats would vote for Biden. That seems low.
That does seem low.
89% of Republicans would vote for Trump. Unaffiliated voters in a Biden-Trump rematch, 48% would vote for Trump and 27% would vote for Biden.
So the bump.
It's a big 10%
DeSantis,
swing.
What that's saying is all of DeSantis' votes are coming from the undecided voters.
So in a contest between Biden and DeSantis, 69% of Democrats would vote for Biden.
Ooh.
So that's a better among Democrats like DeSantis better than Trump.
Right.
80% of Republicans would vote for DeSantis.
Right.
So a little lower because
he's not Trump.
He's a regional guy. He's not Trump. Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that number at all.
Unaffiliated voters would go for DeSantis by a 16-point margin, 47 to 27.
Hmm. That's a 20-point margin.
Yeah.
Well, it says 16. Well, so it's 20%.
Did you go to school to be a math teacher?
19% of unaffiliated voters preferring someone else.
Who?
Oh, just anybody else.
Other.
Okay. AOC, a Libertarian candidate. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
so actually, it's plus 20 for DeSantis, even though it says 16.
That's what then Travis just
unaffiliated voters
fucking said. That's exactly what he said.
Maybe I just wrote it down wrong. I don't know.
Maybe.
Let me pull up the link. Hold on.
With that being said,
wait a minute. Let me check. We got to fact check this.
All right.
Check
just post it on Facebook. They'll do it for us.
Trump had 16, 43 versus 27.
Yeah. I think DeSantis, I honestly.
No, it says, this is from the article. In a contest between Biden and DeSantis, 69% of Democrats will vote for Biden. 80% of Republicans will vote for DeSantis.
Right.
Unaffiliated voters would go for DeSantis by a 16-point margin, 47% to 27%. It says it right here in the article.
Okay, well.
That's 20 points.
I don't care what it says.
They're wrong.
They're wrong.
I mean, so is 16 and that's on purpose. That is on purpose. I assure you. They published it like that on
because
purpose.
It was less than the 17 to Trump.
Right. Yes.
But it was really 20.
Yes.
Oh, if I was a Democrat strategist, I would want Trump over DeSantis.
Yeah.
I can get people riled back up
on Trump. Trump's the devil, man. That they can have a run at it if Trump is the front runner. If DeSantis is, no fucking shot in hell. No shot. Mm-hmm. That being said, guys.
The tree is attacking.
Yeah.
Nature is fighting back.
It is. It absolutely is. So, hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Driveway Liberty Podcast. I am your Uncle Wes, and I'm here with Dan and Travis. We'll see you next
time. Give us some feedback in these very short podcasts.
Yeah, this one wasn't short at all. We did this was like a full ass.
We just did our same.
We did one short segment.
Yeah,
we did a 15 minute segment and then a 45 minute segment after that.
We can't. All right, so we can't just do this. Admittedly, we can't do short podcasts. So what we need guys to do is sponsor the cast, become a patron, buy our merch, so we can do this.
Listen,
on
I'll
the
tell
daily.
You, if we did this 5 days a week, we could do short podcasts.
Could we though? Could we really though? We could expand our offerings though. We could have a sports show. We could have.
Could you imagine listening to us talk about college?
You know what? We'll even bring in some leftists and let them sit here in front of a mic.
Absolutely. I live next door to one.
We don't have a problem with that. Who is that? KJ?
No, the other side.
Oh yeah, she ain't getting on the mic. All right. With that being said, hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Driveway Liberty Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Become a patron. Buy some shit. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.